You are listening to Voice of Vashon at 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. This is Forest Hall's Celtic. I'm your host, Jane Valencia. And for the next hour, we will be listening to mostly Celtic music with some wanders into the surrounding countryside. It is the winter solstice and the holiday season, so we'll be enjoying a lot of Celtic Christmas music and midwinter music and solstice kinds of things. So I hope you enjoy the music. We're going to start out with a series of Christmas reels. This is from the Irish band, well, Irish-American folk band Mithril, who is based in Oklahoma, and a series of tunes, Christmas Eve reel and New Christmas and so on. And then we'll follow that with some music from Moyana Casey and Chris Newman. Thank you. Barry Phillips and Friends with that traditional Welsh tune, Nos Galan, Deck the Hall. Barry Phillips is an amazing cellist, by the way, if you did not hear. That's just a lovely sound that he gets from that instrument, as most cellists seem to do with that I play here, because I love the rich tone. We also heard Jesse Autumn playing harp on that track. Jesse Autumn is a harper who was formerly from Santa Cruz, California, as well, as Barry Phillips is also based there. But she has moved on to New Orleans in Louisiana. Before that, we heard Chris Newman and Moya Nkesi performing Away in a Manger, and I was going to check on the liner notes to see if Moya was playing in the electric harp, because that's what it sounds like, and I'm assuming so, but you let me know what you think about that. And before that, we opened with Mithril performing a set of tunes, some Christmas Eve reel, New Christmas, and the Gravel Walk. We're going to listen now to a short poem by the late Scottish fiddler Johnny Cunningham called Reflections of a Scottish Christmas. Onya Minogue is going to be playing harp behind that. It's a very short piece. I wish it was longer, but we'll enjoy what little we have there. We'll follow that with some flute and harp by the duo Silverwood. Oh, and then I think in between there was actually some jigs and reels by Bonnie Rideout and Maggie Sansone, and we'll talk about more about that later.
The dark of winter wraps around us tight. The lamps are fired and flickering light beats time to the fiddle as notes float softly down, like the year's first snow. While outside the window, a blast of late December wind whistles harmony to the drone of the pipes. We push the old year back against the walls so we can dance a jig for Christmas and welcome in the new. Thank you.
So I wonder, can it be? Will every mile bring you to me? A promise made may still come true. So
with Christmas Secrets. That's a lovely piece, isn't it? I just discovered it this morning, hot off the press. For me, anyway. I'm sure it's been out for a while. We preceded that with Silverwood, the sister duo of Verlene Schirmer and Lynette Bomarito on harp and flute. And that was preceded by, Bonnie Rideout, Maggie Sansone, and Al Pettaway, and the piper on that set of tunes was Eric Rigler, who was the piper on Braveheart and the Titanic. And we opened with Onya Minogue and Johnny Cunningham with their poem and harp piece, Reflections on a Scottish Christmas. You are listening to Forest Hall's Celtic. We air live on first and third Sundays from 12 to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, with rebroadcasts on second and fourth Sundays at the same time. Our latest episode is always on demand at voiceofvashon.org. And yes, you're listening here at KVSH 101.9 FM. We're going to go ahead now and listen to a little wandering here with, Thea Gilmore with Sol Invictus, which is also means, what does that mean? Undefeated Sun. So good winter solstice piece. And then we'll hear from Paul McCandless, who is an English horn and oboe player. And if you know some trivia about me, you know that I used to be a double reed player of oboe and English horn. So you're going to hear a lot of oboe here on Forest Hall's Celtic, though not as much as you hear harp here. And then you'll hear some lovely Yo-Yo Ma and Alison Krauss doing the Wexford Carol. It's a nice set coming up.
Come the dawn, come the cold, come the beating air. Chill the night, soldier light, we'll be dancing there. And rise up, rise up, day stretching weary wings. Come the day, come the dawn, song.
Isn't that beautiful? I love that arrangement and everything about it. Yo-Yo Ma playing that cello, Alison Krauss and her beautiful interpretation of that carol. I believe Natalie McMaster, Cape Breton fiddler, was playing on that piece as well. And I don't know who the pipes player was, but he was amazing, or she. I'll have to find out who that was. So I hope you enjoyed that piece.
Here's a little plant lore from Mara Freeman's book, Kindling the Celtic Spirit. Throughout the 12 days, people festooned their homes with evergreens. They served as a reminder of the indomitable green world and also provided the forest spirits with a retreat from winter storms. Holly often mingled with other plants. Together with hazel, it kept mischievous fairies away. If holly was not available, rowan, that other red-berried tree of protection, was hung above the lintel in house, stable, and byre. In many places, it was paired with ivy as a male and female pair. Holly was particularly lucky for men, whereas ivy was the women's plant. Oh, the ivy, oh, she's the queen of old, and the holly, he is red. Hang him high in the farm, and us won't come to no harm till the Christmas days be told.
This next track is from Sheilas's very mysterious, very hard to find file under Christmas album. And it's, you'll have to excuse the sound quality. It's from a cassette, but it's a nice little tune. You'll probably recognize it. The Irish tune, Morning is Broken. And after that, we'll hear from the Harper's Hall Ensemble with a Catalan Christmas carol.
Love.
Kate Rusby, Cold Winter. We heard from the Harper's Hall Ensemble, which is an ensemble of harp players of all levels that is based in the South Bay area in California, under the musical direction most of the time, I believe, if not always. I think most of the time. Verlene Schirmer is the person who does that. And we heard Verlene earlier in the show, as you may recall. So thank you to Verlene for so many years offering that musical direction for this group, because it's so much fun to play with, I don't know, 20 harpers of all levels and everybody's contributing to the music. It's a really great time. Have to recommend that. We're going to go on to Solas, which is an Irish, well, actually, let's see, how do I describe them? They're a musical group from America who performs traditional Irish music, but also composes their own music, which has a range of influences, as you'll hear. This piece is Home for Christmas Day, and it imagines what a newly arrived immigrant to the area might have felt facing his or her first Christmas in a foreign land, far from the warm embrace of family and friends. If we have time, well, we'll see if we have time for another one after that.
Sun dawns upon a weary town, and tired men talk of Christmas pay, as the ever-spinning mind wheel winds slowly down. It only ever happens for one day. The snowflakes fall upon a deafened ground, and silence it makes teary way. And in my head fed echoes of sweet Gloria, and I cry for home on Christmas Day. Just talk of small fortunes that beckon me. That's how I came to work on foreign soil. But maybe it's no wise man who dreams of catching stars, for still I walk a poor man's way. And the faithful sing a newborn king, as round a queen celestial as I go. Oh, whiskey, save my spirit, say nope, you steal my head, fly me home for Christmas Day. Hark, do I hear my little angels sing, as they lay a clay-born manger on the hay? And round our firelight kitchen they run stories round, to light up a face on Christmas Day. Candlelight fills the window pane, to help all weary folks to find their way. And round our firelight kitchen rings sweet Gloria, it's pure paradise on Christmas Day. 'Twas talk of small fortunes that beckon me. That's why I left to work on foreign soil. But surely it's the wise man who dreams of catching stars, for still I walk a poor man's way. And the faithful sing a newborn king, I'd fall down on bended knees if I can stay.
true gloria, just to be a child on Christmas Day. And I hear them say, a newborn king, I'd fall down on bended knees if I can stay. Oh, I'd trade my place in heaven for true gloria, just to be a child on Christmas Day. Oh, oh, to be a child on Christmas Day. Stay. And now heaven smiles on Christmas Day.
You have been listening to Forest Hall's Celtic. Thank you for joining me today, and have a joyful holiday.